With KEZU News, I'm Michelle Luxton. Locally, staying at home has become the norm. But this forced constriction has brought to life the idea of flourishing within the boundaries of a smaller world. And one of the ways to do that is through backyard exploration, going on an adventure in a familiar place. Tammy Jekyll is an interpretive ranger with the Bureau of Land Management, right here on the Monterey Peninsula. Ranger Tammy, as she's known to many, says often people think there's nothing exciting to see in their backyard or on a walk in the neighborhood. But if you look and listen quietly, you'll find there's plenty of nature no matter where you go. Today, we join her on one of her backyard explorations.
One of my favorite spots in my backyard is underneath my manzanita bush. The hummingbirds are coming to visit the white, globe-shaped flowers. They come up and their beautiful green feathers with the pink neck come up and sip the nectar. Not only do they drink nectar, but they also eat small insects. So the hummingbirds are very helpful in the garden. An average hummingbird's heart rate is about 1,200 beats per minute. That is amazing. So typically, every morning, I like to come out and look under my giant palm tree. And on the top, there's a bunch of palm fronds, and I know that there is an owl that lives in that palm tree. And the reason why I come over to this palm tree is because at the base of the palm tree, I usually find an owl pellet. Now, a lot of times, people think that owl pellets are owl poop, but they're not. They're actually the owl's barf. The owls will eat their prey whole. They eat the bones and all. When they can't digest it, they need to get rid of it, and they will actually barf it up. And sure enough, I see at least two owl pellets. So that means I probably have a barn owl or a great horned owl hanging out in my palm tree right now. At different times during the year, when I'm looking at my plants, sometimes I find snails. Now, a lot of people think that snails are pests, and they do eat our plants, so I guess they are pests. But they're very interesting animals. I've always heard the old saying, slow as a snail, and they really are slow. Their top speed is 50 yards per hour. They eat just about everything. They'll eat dead things. They'll eat plants. So they do kind of go to town on my plants sometimes, but they are interesting to watch. Another one of my favorite things to do in my backyard is to just quietly lay on the grass on my back and look up into the sky. Today, I look up in the sky and I see a couple of red-tailed hawks circling. They're looking for something to eat. They're not above stealing the prey from other raptors. A lot of times, you'll see two of them, and that's because they mate for life. They won't choose a new partner unless their current partner dies. Today, I see two red-tailed hawks circling, looking for lunch.
That was Ranger Tammy from the Bureau of Land Management taking us along on one of her backyard explorations. I'm Michelle Loxton. This is KEZU News.